Wasamita about Swetadweep, and also in Nabadweep Prikrama book, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that Nabadweep is Swetadweep. What about the Leela that takes place in Puri? Is that Nitya Leela in Goloka also? Is there a place within... One time I thought I heard you tell... When we were in Navadvipa, you told to Tamal Krishna Maharaj that the Leela of Gambhira is also Nitya, it goes on also. So that is a compartment of Navadvipa in Golok?
Yes.
It is not Purushottam place. There is no...
Also Purushottam is there in Swetadweep.
In Swetadweep.
It may be, I don't know. When I will go, reach there, and see, then I will tell you exactly.
But
I have not read it yet.
But this Leela goes on also in Swetadweep. This Leela also goes on, Gambhira Leela.
Yes.
And what about...
Because Vishwanath Chakravarti has told... ...told that in Swetadweep, or in Vrindavan, in Golok, Hisha, Shisha, Radhikasha. In Swapna.
In dream.
But any very good young person, very beautiful, when I saw, I became so
attracted.
But I know that without you, anyone else cannot attract me. Then who is he? He looked like a Brahmin boy. And he seems to be a sannyasi. Telling, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. And sometimes, Ha Radheha. Then who was he? Then Krishna began to laugh and talk. Then there, this
story is there in Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. In Brahma Samhita, it also says that that those who get a vision of Vrindavan in this world, they're seeing Goloka Vrindavan, is that correct? With their eyes?
What?
That if there's Prakrit Leela, when Krishna appears here and the Dham descends, then a Prakrit Leela, is that the vision of what is happening in Golok? That the pure devotee can see with his eyes Golok?
Sometimes. He is matured, bhakti.
Yes.
Then in Braja, Prakat Braja,
yes,
he can see Golok. And when he will be Siddha,
he can go there.
He can go there, and there in Golok he will see Braja.
He will see Gokul, Braja here.
Yes.
And so all the books like all the Astakaliya Leela, all the books of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they're describing Golok Leela, not Gokul. Astakaliya Leela is Golok.
No. These are in Golok Braja, or life Prakat Leela.
But from there, he's seeing with the jeweled trees, the trees made of pearls. Are they here in this Braja, or are they in that Braja, both?
Here and there, both.
But this is a little...
It cannot be understood by this
mind,
but with sadhana
we can perceive.
Not by hearing and telling.
Yeah.
Try to do bhajan. At the paper is chine.
So Swetadweep is another name for Golok.
Not Golok. In Golok, a compartment.
is sweated with.
Other is Vrindavan, other Gokul or Vrindavan Braja, and one is Sweta.
Kalke bolche, bolche, Sheta Diva Purushottam Chetra ase. I'm going to keep all my bullets and go on. I'm going to bolen. Bolen, I'm happy to put something to take on it. Yes, I'm going to have a bullet and I'm going to have a bullet. The Gorum Jolly.
In your book, Brihadbhagavatamrita lectures, when Gop Kumar went to Shivalok, he had to come back to Braj because he could not go up to Vaikuntha from there. So when he came back to Braj, he had a vision of Madan Gopal. And then the Vaikuntha residents came to take him to Vaikuntha. So why did he not just stay in Braj and practice there in this Prakrit Braj to perfect his bhava?
Because Sanatana Goswami wanted to describe all the
other levels,
other
stages of Vaikuntha.
I see. Sadhana and praying.
So that is not the standard route for everyone to go from Braj to Vaikuntha?
No. Anyone can go direct, anyone can go through passing out.
And one can also go this way that Sanatana Goswami describes? One may also go the path that Sanatana Goswami describes?
Yes.
Both ways.
They can go to some, they can go to each, they can go to some, that one can gallop anyhow.
One must keep going until he reaches his final destination. He won't be satisfied until he reaches his proper place. In the Navadvip Pramana Kanda, I don't think they know all these details as well as you. I'm afraid you know more than them. In the Pramana Kanda, it describes Navadvip with great opulence, with golden houses and pearls and so on. Do we meditate on Navadvip like that, or do we meditate on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya? You told me to read the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Not to meditate on this.
I'm just reading them and trying to understand what to do.
And if you are not qualified, then try to. Hare Krishna.
But if this is my service to explain these things and people ask me the questions and I don't know the answers, it's not very good. This is not for my bhajan, but it seems that I need to have some knowledge also.
Try to answer them, and when we reach to that destination, you can express all this.
So even if there is some mistake in my answer, there is no harm?
There will be a mistake, surely.
Certainly there will be a mistake.
Even unless if you are mukta,
yeah,
always there will be chance to be mistake.
Yeah. So they will be protected from
whether
that?
Whether it has written in books, authentic books, but we cannot understand really.
Yeah.
By and by, we can understand little by little, yeah. little.
Right.
As our sadhana will go to
higher stage.
Highest stage, then we can. Yeah. Until there is prayer, if Krishna will come and tell, we can understand
just
mistakes.
A little bit. Yeah. You will understand it in a mistaken way. Yeah.
Vyasadeva is Bhagavan. He has written in Bhagavad all these things.
Yeah.
But anyone cannot understand.
Yeah.
As their bhakti
develops.
According to bhakti, they can understand something more.
ভক্তি যোগেন মনসা সম্যকঃ প্রণীতে অমৃত ইফ হ্যাভ বিন ট্রাই অ্যান্ড ট্রাই ফর দি মার্সি অফ কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড মহাত্মা সাধু অ্যান্ড ইফ ইউ হ্যাভ দ্যাট দেন বিশুদ্ধ ভক্তি যোগ ইউ ক্যান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড অল দিস থিংস করেক্ট
Nilachal Gaudiya Math?
No, I will stay with some ISKCON people. Oh. Because it is near and I can come.
Where?
There's some lamp.
Like an orange. That color.
Golden color.
Golden.
Like kadam flower. What?
Question. Should we go or ask questions?
What will happen?
The buildings also.
You have given your this thing to Krishna?
Which thing? Yeah.
Very good.
Is it proper for a widow to have a sikha also or all shaven?
Nothing has been said about this for lady. No any ban, no rule and regulation.
So either sikha or no sikha, it doesn't matter?
But we should have vairagya. Vairagya?
Detachment.
Detachment. This is the main thing.
Should we see that the apparently dilapidated buildings here in Vrindavan are actually Chintamani houses? Should we see that these dilapidated buildings...
You should do your mind Chintamani. Then you will see everything Chintamani. If bhakti will touch our heart, and our heart will be Chintamani, then we will see everywhere, here and there, all Chintamani, Goloka Vrindavan. And if we are material, our heart is material, then only kalpana will not do. Kalpana means
imagination
will not do. So we should try to make touch Bhakti Devi here, so that everything may be realized that all are Sakti Dhanandamaya Chintamani.
In order to make the mind Chintamani, we have to become free from miserliness and self-centeredness and cold-heartedness. So by meditating on the pastimes and chanting, all the bad qualities go away. We don't have to do anything separate.
Then you will see all Vrindavan Chintamani. This is the way. Always remembering the pastimes of Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, being detached from worldly things, this is the way.
And then automatically we'll have compassion for others.
The compassion will be transferred into Krishna prema, worldly compassion.
No, I mean to have real compassion for others. Oh,
this worldly compassion is at the head, worldly. And always remembering Krishna pastimes and always praying for the service of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. This will make a devotee pure and real compassion. Compassion will come. There are two things in devotee's heart, material and opposite?
Spiritual.
Spiritual. Spiritual love. And both mortal body. Immortal body. both are here. Mortal beings and immortal beings. Mortal love and immortal love. All are here. The devotees, those who are not devotees, their heart, body, thinking and everything, love is all mortal, pure mortal. And when a person having the associations of Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, they dedicate themselves to the lotus feet of Guru, and they, but they surrender fully. We have not surrendered yet fully, because our mind is not under us, free something. So when a devotee gives fully surrenders in the feet of his spiritual master, and as well as in the feet of Krishna, sarva-dharmanu parityajya, then something begins here, immortal love, immortal body, immortal thinking, and everything. As we are gradually going on practicing bhakti purely, then gradually immortal love, mortal body, mortal mind, and everything gradually bharta jata hai, grows up,
develops,
and gradually worldly body, worldly thinking, and worldly aparad, abhas, sevaparad, and all things gradually going on. As we see, but if we take a part like ghada, you know, kalash, you know,
pot, clay or metal pot,
clay or any metal. Then if we take it to Jamuna and begin to, it, at first it is, it has some dirtiness. So we clear it. How we clear it? Giving water. Butter by the touch of
impurities. The impurities, the dirty
impurities, water also become dirty. But bar bar, again giving water and pushing it, it becomes clear. All dirtiness goes away. And then we pluck water. Gradually the water comes up to brain. No dirtiness, nothing. Water is now full. Like same manner, our heart is full of aparad. Aparad means
offenses.
And anartha. And so many things. Our body is also mortal. Mind is also mortal. Kaam is here. Kaam, you know?
Yes.
So many lusts and everything, bad things are here. But by the touch of Guru and Vaishnava, spiritual master and Vaishnavas, bhakti begins to enter in this path, vessel. First they clear it by their Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna. Again and again, from for so many years, It may be for so many births to clarify all this. By water, water means as Raman, Kirtan, Smaran. Understand? Gurudev giving water and clearing vessel, this vessel. Gradually it is becoming immortal. No? But in a very
slight amount.
Then hearing and hearing again and again with Shraddha. Shraddha then will come. Worldly man has no Shraddha. When gradually bhakti will come, then sambandha gyan will come. A relationship between Krishna and us, that will come. Then this vessel will be something more clear. Yet there is some offenses and anartha. Then gradually hearing and hearing, after sambandha gyan, always remembering the pastimes of Krishna, even at the time of death, if we remember continuously the Harikatha which we have heard from Gurudev and Vaishnava, then at the birth, time of death, all will come in our mind. And next birth will like so. Then we will be able to do bhakti very easily. At that time, no anartha, nothing, offense. And Krishna will see how now he will take care and he will give association of Shuddha Rasik Vaishnava. Then hearing, now our body will be half mortal and half immortal. Thinking also, everything also, gradually it will go away. And immortal things, immortal body, immortal mind, immortal services of Krishna will fill up this. Then it will come bhava. No? Bhava will come from ragatmik jan, from Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Subal, Siddham, Jasoda Maya. Then there will be no at all
Contamination, impurity, hard work, difficulty.
But we know difficulty. If we at that time want to remember worldly thing will not come. First past time will come. But no laziness, no nidra. Nidra, you know?
Sleep.
Sleep. Sleep is also Maya. She is the sakhi of Maya. No sleeping, no... We can realize any labor, automatically it will come. And that time with doing bhajan, so happy mood will come. We will realize Satchidananda bhava, always sinking in prem. Then it will come Vastu Siddhi, Sarup Siddhi. We will realize who am I. Whether I am Nitya Sakhi or Palya Dasi or the Das of Subal Siddham Sakha, or we are the servants of Jasoda Maya, or we are of Dasya Bhava. Then we will realize that. Then a special prem will come to Krishna. Like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, one bhava. Understanding? One bhava will come. no another. Now? Now we can have some Vasalabhavik Krishna also. When we will see Krishna, we may have Sakhyabhav also. We may have Madhuras also. But at that time, only one bhav will be. And all other bhav will support one. Understand something?
In the beginning?
Like if anyone is of Madhur Bhav, think that you are going to Nandagaon with Srimati Radhika to cook. Have you heard? At that time, gopis with Srimati Radhika are doing pranam to Yashoda. And Yashoda taking them in her arms, appreciating them and thinking that they are my Babu. Babu, you know? Babu means what?
Radhika
so much, but she pretends to declare it. This is called rasa. What Krishna have love for, affection for Srimati Radhika, and gopis have affection for Krishna. Yashoda knows or not? What?
He said she does know. He said she does know because she calls him.
She knows. As a father mother knows that my son and son's wife have love peace together. But he don't interfere, and when he sees that both are sitting, he will go by side. He will never come. Yeah. Interrupt. No? In this manner, all these have come from there. Everything in rotten condition here.
All these relationships here in this.
But we see there is a reflection from there. Everything, every it should be
converted,
but given to Krishna. If there is a natural and swabhavik bhakta hai, swabhavik natural bhakta, and bahut achha bhakta hai,
very good.
Then he will apply everything of this world in a Shuddha, pure way to Krishna and Raja. Understand? A lady loves his children. They should think that as she is loving his children, I should also love Krishna in life. There are two, a boy, a girl and a young boy, young girl, they love each other, but that love is not love, lust only. But we will have to think that I should love Krishna really so, more than so. So everything in this world is for Siksha. But?
Giving instruction, learning from
it. Instruction, everything. So, now, after Sarup Siddhi, we will have Vastu Shuddhi. And then we'll go to Vrindavan and take birth there, and everything will be Satchidanandamaya. So clearly, gradually, this mortal body, mortal bhav, mortal everything goes on, and immortal everything comes gradually.
Maharaj, you said that we should see all these relationships and we should love Krishna like that. But if we're concentrating on one particular mood, should we also think of...
Paul will help you that there Yashodama is helping in other mood, but helping. If Yashoda was not calling Radhika there, how they can meet there?
Mm-hmm.
When they are about to meet, at once Yashoda comes. And Vaishnadev becomes separate. This increases their love.
Attachment.
No?
Yes.
If a man is taking, but one or two, what?
Mouthful.
Yes. And he is hungry yet. And if anyone takes
it away,
then hunger
goes up.